Good morning. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, October 2nd. In the news this morning, overnight e-buy prices were December corn down a penny and three quarters, December wheat down a penny and a half, and November beans down a quarter of a cent. A little bit of a turnaround Tuesday overnight. We've got the dollar back up 24 ticks, back over 95 cents. Crude oil is up 15 a barrel. The metals are strong. Gold up $13. Silver up 30 cents. FC Stone came out with their estimates on corn, a little bit lower than their last number, but over 100 million higher than the government on their corn production number. The bean yield was raised just slightly. I don't think that'll have much impact on the markets today. We were up pretty strong yesterday, maybe a little bit of a turnaround today. Funds are still heavily short corn and beans and oil, bean oil, so maybe we get some support there. We're in the month of October, the averaging period for the insurance, and I think the general thought is that we're going to try to move it higher to knock out any insurance payments that might be out there. The weather is certainly front and center, cold, wet weather across much of the Midwest. We've got some snow and freezes up in the north. So, you know, it's playing a little bit of havoc with the harvest, playing a little bit of havoc with getting the wheat planted, but you know, we're going to get the wheat planted, and most people think we're going to see more acres. I'm not so sure of that, but at any rate, we need to see better demand. The corn export inspections were strong, but beans were light. Wheat was just miserable. So we really need to see some pickup there, which really doesn't appear to be anytime soon. We've got the report a week from Thursday, which should show more bean production, more corn production is my guess, but I think we've thrown the kitchen sink at this market. It's interesting, in the month of September, soybeans actually closed 2 cents higher for the month, despite the production numbers and the stocks numbers and all the bearish talk out here, and you know, a 900 million bushel carryout in beans, yet we closed the beans higher for the month. So I think it's in a little bit of an indication that maybe things are a little bit oversold, funds are short, and maybe we can see a bounce in here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.